Back on WDAY Midday, talking now to Manager of Public Works Services for the City of Fargo, Corey Hoyum. Corey, we were just talking off the air, snowfall, and your crew's hard at work, as I'm sure a lot of Fargo residents. How is the cleanup from the, I like to call it Snowmageddon from yesterday?
Cleanup is progressing pretty good. The teams were doing a pretty good job out there, and then we ended up getting that little one and change here overnight. So they were going through the residential zones, and that's where they're at right now. We're hopeful to have them all done probably the mid to early afternoon here is what we're hoping for. And then everybody should have the residential street or avenue in front of their home or apartment, wherever they live, should all be plowed at least one time. And then the plan on this afternoon, evening, is we'll be cleaning up all of the snow emergency routes over again. And then the folks that had their residential streets plowed prior to our overnight snowfall will be cleaning those all up again here in the overnight hours.
For us specifically in Fargo, it sounds like we missed a lot of the wind event. Did that help you guys at all at the City of Fargo to be able to get ahead maybe on the bigger piles of snow and then not have to deal with the wind that was forecast to come last night?
Absolutely, that helped us out a bunch. Yeah, anytime you get them strong winds like that, we have some areas in the outskirts that, given the strong winds like that, it does sock them in, and then we just got to stage some equipment in those areas and on those arterials just to keep them clear and open. So, having the reduced, the lower speeds of the wind did help us out a lot. So we were very thankful for that compared to the other folks that had that 60, 70 mile an hour wind. So we were happy to see that.
Talk about your team a little bit. How many people have you had working this storm? Has it been a 24-hour a day response? What's that look like for you guys?
So, yes, we do have two street supervisors and one that are fully staffed. Each supervisor is in charge of 28 full-time staff. Generally speaking, they work eight-hour shifts, but with the storm, we have been running around the clock, so each team's running a 12-hour shift, and they've been going at it since it started. There's no doubt about that. Crews are out there working hard to keep the roadways clear and putting product down so everybody can stop safely. So they've been out there working hard, clearing the snow from the roadways. Today we got 16 plows out and 8 units that are applying product to get everybody to stop safely at them stop signs and stop lights. And we just ask for everybody to drive for conditions and give those crews and team members out there some space while they're having to turn around and stuff like that.
When you talk about that product, I've heard all sorts of different combinations. What does the City of Fargo use that makes treats the roads to get rid of that ice? What do you guys use?
So we use a combination of rock salt, which is the white road salt, and then we also cut it with 50% ice slicer, which is another mined salt from down south. And we do a 50-50 ratio depending on the ambient air temperature. Rock salt in its purest form, we use it up to about 20 degrees and warmer. And then between 20 above and down to that 0.5 below, we'll use our combination ice slicer rock salt. And anything colder than that, you know, 5 below and colder, then we do use sand salt. So that way everybody's getting some traction. So we kind of watch what the weather's doing. We watch what the forecast of temperatures are going to do, and then we just try to plan ahead for the right product at that time.
As your crews have gone out last night and again today, are you hearing from them? Are people moving their vehicles like you'd like them to? Or are you looking for the community's help in making sure those vehicles are moved?
Yes, anytime we get significant snow like this, if the folks can move their vehicles off of the roadway and then let the plows come through and plow the whole width of the roadway, that would be greatly appreciated. Because if we don't, we're going to end up going around the vehicle, and then, of course, we're going to leave that snow windrow around them, which they're going to have to dig out and move their car. So it's a lot easier if they can get them off the roadway prior to us plowing. And then not only that, when they do dig out their car and move it, then usually we get a call for service to come back and clean that up. So it's a lot more efficient for us internally if we could go down the street and there's no vehicles parked there. We know that's not really reality, But anybody that can follow the parking restrictions would be greatly appreciated.
And I'm sure that that also makes it a lot less stressful for the motoring public that need to, you know, whether it's they need to get out and go to work in the morning, or if there's an emergency that happens and they need to get out right away, that just all makes things so much easier for them.
100% correct. That does. Yeah, and then the other thing is on some of the side streets and residentials, they do get a little bit narrow when there's parking on one side of the street. So people could move those off the way. It does make it a lot easier for the blade operator and the plow operators, so that way we don't have a mishap. So if they could please move their vehicles and get the full width of the roadway plowed, that would be greatly appreciated.
How long do you expect it to take for the full clearing of the roads from this storm?
One time through here, we should be done. Early afternoon here is our plan, to have all of the residentials done at least once. And then the team will be going and starting all over again. And basically, we're going to replow the whole town, starting at the snow emergency routes. And then we'll be going back to the residentials again. So I would anticipate by tomorrow morning, everything will be plowed twice.
Well, Corey, I know that on behalf of myself and all of our employees at Flag Family Media and the motoring public of the city of Fargo, and of course the surrounding areas, for any of the public works crews that are listening, thank you so much. Thank your crews for the hard work and dedication that they show during these storms in making our roads as safe as possible.
Appreciate the kind words, and thank you for having me.
All right, that's Corey Hoyam from the city of Fargo. More on WDAY Midday coming up after this break.